Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Hey, and welcome to How To Tuesday this week. We're continuing our series with Captain Scott Walker. Captain Scott Walker uses Simrad Electronics, and he is a wizard with them. He does some really cool things, and every time I get on his boat, the image is just so clean and clear. And there have been a lot of questions. We've had a lot of questions come in from Saltwater Experience about people wanting to learn how to mark fish better, wanting to clear up the screen, get rid of some clutter, and make sure that they're seeing what they want to see or have confidence that they're marking fish. So I've got Scott, he's on the boat, and we've been talking and have done a number of these How To Tuesdays about common questions that people have with General Electronics or with the Simrad units specifically. And today, Scott, I've got another question for you. There is a feature on a lot of units, and I saw it that it's on one of the high-end Simrad units. And typically I would have thought of this as something that would be for beginners or people that didn't know much about how to mark fish. And it's these fish icons or fish ID. And what that does is it actually puts a little fish on the screen, right? So some people need that, but one of the screenshots that you sent me, I noticed that they were on there. So I want to know, when do you use those or alarms, or do you ever use those, or how are you using those features on your Simrad?
When I leave the bait patch and I start trolling, I have my bottom machine on set. If I'm in 1,000 feet of water, I set it for 250 because I don't care what's on the bottom when I'm marlin fishing. I just want to know what's in the top 300 feet, something that's actually going to bite my bait. But I can't stare by a bottom machine all day long. So a nice little feature, fish ID, symbols and depths, or both. Okay, that's going to get a little fishy marker or a big fishy marker, and then it's going to beep. I don't need the fish so much as I need the beeps. I'll be looking at my left teaser. I'm watching my spread. I hear a beep. I give a quick glance. I see that there's a fish at 150. I'm going to make a couple loops. If he doesn't roll up on me right away, I know that I just marked a fish that if I didn't have the chirp on, I would have trolled right over it without checking it out with a couple of laps in that area. Really simple. Now I've got it on. As the bait fish are going on, you can hear the ID. There's the fish mark, and you're hearing a beep. Beep, 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 beep. Just enough. It's not loud, but it'll turn your head and say, I need to do a loop here. I need to stay here a few more minutes instead of just randomly driving in a straight line. Anyway, listen to it go. That'll get you more marlin and more dolphin and more tuna. That one little tip.
All right. Excellent tip. That one little tip is going to catch you more dolphin and marlin. Man, when you hear that from somebody like Scott Walker, figure out how to do this, set it up on your boat, and make sure that you're using it, because that's a good tip. That's a really good tip. So if you weren't able to follow along exactly perfectly, this is also available on video. If you would like to see visually what Scott was doing when he was pushing all the buttons, maybe you could follow along audio, but this is also available on the Saltwater Experience YouTube channel. You can see exactly what buttons he was pushing and exactly what it looked like on his screen. And that is available by going to YouTube, searching Saltwater Experience, and then looking at the subchannel Tom Roland Podcast, and it will be there under Fish ID or Icons. That's going to be the name of this this tip. And Scott, I want to thank you for coming by and spending a little time with us and sharing your knowledge. As always, I learned a ton, and I hope that I catch more marlin and dolphin by using that tip. I'll certainly set our boats up that way when we're trolling around. This episode, as always, is brought to you by Waypoint TV. Go to waypointtv.com, look up the Ways to Watch page, and you can see exactly how to get Waypoint TV on all of your devices for free. And you can watch our shows, Saltwater Experience, Into the Blue, Sweetwater, as well as many, 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 many other shows that are uploaded every single day. And you can also find out how to watch it on some of your free TV channels like Samsung Plus. That's all on waypointtv.com, Ways to Watch. All right, we'll see you next week with a few more of these Simrad tips and learning how to operate your electronics better so that you can catch more fish. All right, see ya.
I think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
You want to succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.